Channel 1 over, and a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 22nd of September, 71. Now, the tape doesn't start for a good bit. The Channel 1 over, and a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 22nd of September, 71. And the tape doesn't start for quite a little bit. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the Visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of September, 71. And the tape doesn't start till pretty well on over.
And you wanted to be sure you had enough to pay with. I thought that was pretty nice.
That was.
I was.
You know, it should give you thought.
Yes.
To that time, up until this time.
Yes.
I didn't hear that say what was that. On that little cart.
Yes, I better go home.
Yeah.
He is supposed to come up there one day this week.
Uh-huh.
Just visiting.
I see.
Him and his wife. He said he didn't know exactly what day he would come.
Uh-huh.
So this is about the middle of the week he ought to be about ready, because he's ready if anybody else is ready. You see, he can't see for nothing. Somebody has to drive him most of the time. And when he's driving himself, well, everybody's scared from him.
Yeah.
I think he's just...
Well, now, up there in that church, he don't have to see. He knows his way around up there, don't he?
No, you get him up there, he don't have to see.
Yeah.
He can feel then just where he want to go.
Just where he want to go.
Miss Daisy was saying about that cart, that, what was it, when you put things in and a payday comes, it gave you something to think about.
Uh-huh.
That's what that
was. Yeah, do you know, when he was talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, when you wagon your car and think, of course, I didn't hear it all. I hear some of them talking about. Well, that gives me something to think about. Back there, when you went to groceries, you put your packages in a buggy or a wagon or old truck or something.
Yeah.
But now, it goes in a nice car.
Yeah.
Nice truck.
And he didn't have enough. His wife took the money out ahead of time, so nobody would see that they had any money in the pocket. How about that?
No.
Oh. And she took out just enough to pay for her groceries. And then she got up to the cashier, and she didn't have enough money.
Didn't have enough money.
And you remember what he said, Max?
No.
He said, little cashier girl gave him a cute look. And his wife looked at him and nodded her head at him.
Uh-huh.
Come over here. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And she got over there and she said her money had give out.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like she had to have a little more.
Mm-hmm. And that gives us something to think about.
That's right.
Yeah.
You gotta make out your list and figure up your money.
Yeah.
Before you go.
Yeah.
To be sure.
But it's hard to stay in your within your list.
That's right.
And then all this week, Miss Daisy, last week you had all that business to transact.
That's right.
You just going and all the time, wasn't you?
Mm-hmm. Several folks come, well, come by your house, else I wasn't there. I was in the game field or something.
Yeah.
But you know,
you were up at the board a lot, the Social Security board a lot, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, you think you got things sort of straight now?
Well, I think all but a little bit. I don't have to go back to the board. Doris, she can take care of it. When I was there, they wanted the marriage certificate. Yeah, they're trying to find out on where to be now. So I told her where I was married at and where I was living. She wrote there to that county of that courthouse for it when I was still. So he'd come back and it said they had no such statement. Had nothing like that. So Doris gonna take the sheet back to her at the board this morning, see what can they do. I just don't understand, you know, places like that just lose records. What they ought to think they might need sometime. Of course, you see, way back there, when I'm married, they didn't give me no certificate. They didn't give me any.
And if they had, it'd been hard to keep it all this time.
Over 50 years.
Yeah.
Over 50 years. Look back here and see what you children who may not be now at the house.
Miss Daisy, we've been missing you.
Yeah, I've been missing y'all too whenever I have a chance to think.
Now you haven't been able to keep up with your garden.
You heard?
Your garden.
No. I ain't been able to keep up with nothing, Mr. Marr.
Your garden just getting ahead of you?
Getting ahead of me, here I go. For a while.
Yeah.
It's going to be harder, it makes it harder to handle.
Well, that's a thing, couldn't be hoped.
No.
I didn't just sit down and let it get like that. I was going and going.
You haven't even watched any since all
this
time.
Yeah, nothing neither.
Well, how you keep going? You got enough to keep.
Yes, sir. Oh, never let them all get into it.
Oh, you don't. All right. You don't ever let them all get into it.
I enjoyed my visit.
Well, we talked to my tell Randy.
Well, we've been having one visit every afternoon.
Just didn't have none yet.
Channel 1 over. around 100 or 150 in the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of September, 71. Channel 2, Channel 1, Channel 1 over. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of September, 71. Channel 1 over. And end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of September, 71. Now this is channel 1 over, around 200, 150, 200, and this is, I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71. Channel 1 over, around 150, 200, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 29th of September, 71. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over, around 150, 200, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 29th of September, 71. September, 71.
Do anything about it. Everything. They don't even have to pour it this morning. I guess that wind, that cool wind, must be from up north, from that hurricane.
I guess so. Well, where is that storm at?
Well, we heard this morning that it was out from North Carolina, and it's a pretty big storm.
That's a big one.
Uh-huh. It's just, all it's done to us is cool us off.
That's right. And I hope that's our share.
I hope so. You mean you don't care for a hurricane?
No. Oh, man. I don't like them.
Well, you've lived down here through some pretty bad ones, haven't you?
Ma'am.
Haven't you been down here when there's been some pretty bad
ones?
Yes,
ma'am. I've been down here when it was some bad ones. I remember here some years ago, I don't know just when it was. It come from this way. Come out the east. It took all the top off one side of my house, and you could just see 10 all of that magnolia tree. I think it was 2 pieces of 10 up there. So my boy was there, and it started rattling and coming off. I run out on the porch. He said, "Mom, don't you go out there. So you stay in here till the house go." So you go out there, say, you're in danger. Again, kids, see that 10 flying off, and say, "Cut your head off."
Why?
So I stood on the porch, then the edges, and wind blow. I had to leave home that night. That day, it come about 1 o'clock. So my boy, he got out and come down to the Sawyer's house and got Moses to take us up here on the hill to Dolly's house. And this mile, I was scared to death. All that way, you just couldn't hardly see the road, and the wind was blowing. But we made it up there. It stepped out 2 or 3 days. Because see, when it stopped, it had rained all in the house. Well, all we could do, go down there and kind of dry out things. It was one room it didn't rain in, but the other one it poured.
Why, Daisy?
So,
just took,
and I think that was a bad one.
Yes, took the roof off.
Yes, ma'am. Them big sheets of tin, you could see them flying in there, that paper. I'm standing in the door looking. Somebody said, well, I'd have been scared of that magnolia tree. I said, I ain't scared of that magnolia tree. I said, that magnolia tree's got too much pop. I said, when that magnolia tree, when the wind take that magnolia tree, I said, there won't be nothing left in it.
Oh, the roots go down.
Yes, ma'am. And the roots from that tree, they was all up under my house. It's all over that yard. Roots this big. Oh, up there. I didn't think it's going to take that.
I didn't realize that a magnolia had such deep roots.
They got deep, they got a deep root, go straight down. And they got other roots, spreads out. I wish you could see the roots on my little magnolia tree over there. Them that's up out of the ground. Oh, they're big, some of them.
You can see them on top?
See them on top of the ground.
I see.
So now they grow, part of it grow on top of the ground, and then it's got feed roots under there, the hole. I ain't never seen a magnolia tree blowed up. I ain't never seen a palm tree up by the root, just by itself.
Do you know that, guy? Magnolia trees have deep props.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he knows.
Down here, they are a big tree, aren't they?
Yes, sir. She was asking me, hadn't I seen some pretty bad storm? I told her, yes, ma'am, since I've been here.
Uh-huh.
Come one day, about, got to us about 1 o'clock. It just ripped the roof off my house. And you could see that tin going just like paper. And all up in there, I think there were 3 pieces lodged in that magnolia tree.
Yeah, well.
It come from this way. So I started out, you know, the little house right below where I live. So my son was there, he said, Mama, said, don't you go out there. Said, it's dangerous. Said, this tin coming off this house like this will cut your head off. So I went back and stood in the door.
Yeah. And you stayed in your house all the time?
Yes, sir. I stayed in my house. No, not that time. I stayed there till I could get away. Because after the wind took the roof off, you see the rain just poured in there in my house. It just wet up. One room, it just wet everything. Oh, I guess there's water on the floor like that. That was a time.
You mean the water was just deep, 4 or 5 inches
in
deep?
In my house. My daughter, she was living up here on the hill then. So my son, he got out. Well, it had got kind of slack, not enough. He got out and come down to the Sawyer house and got Moses Sawyer to come and take us up to my daughter's house.
Oh.
So we stayed up there 2-3 days.
Yeah. And it didn't, that
it looked like it could have damaged her house, but it didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't bother her. Oh, it rained and the wind blew.
Well, that ruined all your stuff, all that water, Miss Daisy.
That's right.
In the house.
Then you do rough.
Ruin your baking flour and.
Any what?
It get into your biscuit flour and...
Well, it didn't rain in the kitchen so hard. It didn't take all that off. But the one room, it took it all off for the east side.
That's where your sleeping room was?
Yes, sir.
Well, it ruined your bed.
Ruined the bed and everything. Oh, everything was in that room. It was wet.
Goodness.
Where the water could go through. So it took us 3 or 4 days or longer to take all that stuff out. Then the sun shined out.
Yeah.
But then we had to take all that stuff out and dry it. But we had to do that every day. The sun shined until it dried.
Well, the sun didn't come out for a day or two.
No. So it was wet that long. And I remember one time it come a storm while I stayed there. But that wasn't so bad. I didn't think it was more electric storm. And I don't know what it done to my meter box, but it was as black as smut. So I told them about it. I told Miss Richardson, she was here then. And I told her, I said, well, something happened to the meter box down there. I said, I don't know what I said, but it's black as smut. She said, oh, they said it never bothered you. I said, no, it never bothered me. Well, I come out and looked at it and wondered. She said, well, Leroy has to know it and do something about it right away. So he called the man. He took that knife. I don't know what he done with it. He took it off and put me another one there. I didn't have no more trouble.
Oh.
Oh, I've had some rough times in my life.
But your box, your lights stayed on.
Yeah.
But the box was smutty black.
I don't know. That's what I couldn't understand.
No.
I didn't know nothing had happened to the box till I went outside. I had no lights at night and everything, but they was like that, on and off. They wasn't steady.
Oh. Well, now, up there at Doris's, when you went up there to your daughter's, you had a house full, didn't you?
Yes, she had a house full. She had me and my son and my granddaughter, and I think that's all was out of my house. I don't think Ben was here then. Yeah. She had Burnett and his wife and family. Ooh. They was together then.
Yeah.
So and we stayed up all night listening at the reports and where the storm was at and what it was doing. That's all you could get.
That's all you could get.
Yeah. Oh, but that was a time.
Old Burnett, now he'd be...
Oh, and he talked so. Oh, Burnett talked.
Burnett...
And he was there.
Yes, ma'am. He was up there to my daughter's house. Oh, she had a house full. But as long
what
is the storm last, nobody didn't eat. You didn't have to cook. Because nobody didn't get hungry. Oh. They was watching the storm and wondering what else is it gonna do.
The
Yes. Why, yes. And your house is so sin against all that.
No.
Weather.
So somebody said after that, so well, this whole house didn't move. It stays where it was. So I don't know what will move it. That didn't move it. I said, well, let's don't wonder about it. Let's wait and see what will move it. And they would tell me, Mama, you ought to get out of this whole house before it fall down on you. I said, then you in a fall for this one.
Why'd they think your house is going to fall down?
It was old. It was old. But it was made out of lumber.
Yeah.
Some of it was solid lighter.
Solid lighter, yes. So, just like concrete.
That's right. It wasn't like this lumber you buy now. It don't last long.
Well, you had all your animals out there.
They was out there doing the best they could while that was going on. But they got along all right.
You just left them. They just took care of themselves.
Yeah, I just left them there. But we went back that next morning, you see, and see by the storm was going on somewhere. But they said this is a terrible one now.
Yeah.
This one.
Big.
Yes, it's a big one.
Well, what I can't understand is why was Burnett there?
Up to Darcy's house?
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell you, but he was there when I got it there.
Must have blown his house.
We need one right now, Miss Daisy.
Need what?
One of them,
stones. You think you need one?
Yeah.
I don't need none. Never.
Well, you see, the swamp's dry.
Hmm?
The swamp's dry.
I don't need none. Nothing. I could get along without them forever. Stone. You know, we used to have often in Georgia, especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
We'd have some bad ones. We'd have tornadoes or twisters or whatever you call them.
Yeah.
Where he'd go along, it ain't left nothing. Might have left a few trees, broke off. Most of them, they uprooted them.
Well, and you've seen where that was at?
Yeah, one come about far as from my house one Sunday. I guess it was about far from here, from my house over there where George Mitchell stayed. But we were all at church. But the church was about 3 miles from my house. But you could see that thing. It just looked like a lot of smoke. And here it go. And he just turned buggers over and on his horses and things at the church.
Goodness.
So when I went home, it hadn't touched my house. Up there where we live, he didn't touch that. It was just below where I stayed, about four from my house, from here to George Mitchell. And that was just a clean road where that thing went through. Not a tree left standing. Through this pile up like that. That's one time I was glad I wasn't home.
Yeah.
Of course, it didn't touch my house, but I could have heard the noise, you see.
Yeah.
And if I'd have looked out at my house and seen that smoke, it would have scared me.
Yeah.
Of because I wouldn't know what was happening. I wouldn't know what was going on.
You wouldn't know whether it's going to come your way or not.
No. But some folks at the church did come out and looked at it and talked about it. I think they called that a twister. But it had smoke just like lava. And that smoke was going. They said, I hope it don't come this way. But it's kept straight the way it was going.
And at the church you all stood out and watched it.
Yes. Some of them. Well, one reason he was watching it, they was hoping it wouldn't come that way. If it had a turn, its course from the way it was going, they was going to try to get away from there, get far. But it didn't. It kept that straight on. After that wind off it stopped, they went out and straightened up the buggies and caught the horses what they could. Some of them horses went home.
Oh, you mean Evo was 3 miles away over there at the church? The wind was
strong? That's right. The wind was that strong.
Golly, I didn't know that thing.
No, I didn't either.
You may have had some friends out there who got caught in that.
Got caught in that?
Yeah.
Well, dude, it was way away from me. I never heard of it.
I see.
Heard no one. It seemed like it didn't damage no houses. It looked like it just made them a path through the woods.
Well, that was, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it don't always do that.
That's right. I don't have for it, man. But I know it passed up.
A good long way it is.
A long way. No, I don't like them. I'm scared of them.
But now that was up in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
They have them up there too.
You ain't seen no bad ones, did you? You ain't never seen no bad storm.
Well, we were here when there was a pretty bad one, probably that same one that took the roof off your house.
No, that was way back, because she talked about
it. Oh, was it? Yeah.
That's
when they were living over
yonder. Oh, that's right. Well, we've seen them bend the trees pretty bad, but not like that.
No. There's not been a bad one right in here since we've been down here.
It ain't been a bad one right through here in a long time. I don't know what year that was. But we ain't had nothing like that.
I reckon old Burnett remembers that.
I bet you he could tell you the year and the day.
Yes.
I bet you could do that. Maybe it was that little bunny. What year was it that bad storm was? I tell you just like that.
Yeah.
Now that storm that went through Miami that year, what year was that? Now that was a bad one, but it didn't come this way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just heard about it.
No, this swamp's just dry, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dry the rains won't fill it up. You know how they have to say.
That's right. Well, don't worry about it. I swear it will come a rain one day and fill it up. It has been full, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's gonna rain one day and fill it up. I know the year James Sawyer's father died. That was a bad time. It started on a Sunday morning. My children was at Sunday school. And I heard it thunder one time. And that was all. But it commenced raining. The wind blew. And it rained. Somebody said the water was 7 feet above the road at the county line. It was just all a lake. You couldn't see no road. You couldn't see no road down here.
That was right here.
Yes, that was right here. But it just rained and rained. I said, well, and you see, I live on a hill which was close to small ponds. So the water didn't get up to my house. But see, that hill pushed it back. That way. And you couldn't travel through it.
Couldn't get through it?
No. I seen that. So I didn't come this way when they told me the water was 7 feet above the road at the county line.
County line.
I said, I have no business over there. They had to go, I think, round through Williston, somewhere or another, to
couldn't even get through here. They had to go 20 miles around.
That's right.
And that's the, that was the year that
Philip Sawyer died. And I don't remember where the 26th or what year it was. I'm going to ask James sometime.
Well, now that old Sawyer house hadn't been the same since he died, has it?
Ain't nothing been done to. You know, Clyde and Winnie stays in it. And I think they ought to try to keep it up.
Yeah. But it's all right inside.
I guess so.
It's still nice and big rooms.
Yeah, nice big rooms. And just a nice house. When Philip was living, he done something to that house every year.
Yeah.
If he wasn't painting it, he was patching it.
Yeah.
He done. He had something done to it every year. But now I think the porches is all falling down, steps and everything. But I feel like, well, I know if I live in the house, it ain't no different about the house belong to the children. I'm the only child using it. I would try to keep it up.
Yeah. Well, now that old house, them storms wouldn't get that because it's got so much big trees around it. Well, a tree might come over on it.
You know, when Sawyer was living, it was nice down there. Them trees wasn't growed all up in the yard like that. No, he and them children kept it clean.
And the sun could get in.
That's right. But the sun could change. But after he passed, them that's in it they don't feel like they should do nothing to it unless all of the children donated some money. They think all the children ought to help to keep it up. Well, I don't feel like that. If I'm using it, I think that's my responsibility.
Now, you saw right smart off Philip, didn't you, when he was living?
Come on, Philip saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You saw, you seen him all the time?
Oh, no, no. Sometimes I've seen every day.
Yeah.
Because, you see, he farmed, and I worked on the farm. Part of his farm would join the Richardson's part. Well, I'd seen his day. Sometimes we'd go on to the field together. A lot of time. And I seen every Sunday. He didn't miss Sunday school and he didn't miss church. And them children didn't miss Sunday school and they didn't miss church. And he would have to, whenever he had to go to church on business, to a business meeting, anything, James went with him. He would carry James with him.
Yeah.
But James don't hardly know the way to the church now.
Doris has to do it all.
That's right. No. You don't go to church.
Well,
you go sometime to a funeral or something like that, but other than that, you don't fool with church. And I don't see how, as faithful as his daddy was to have him go, I don't see how he forgot it. Looked like he would think about his daddy. Lost sometime. Doesn't nobody lost.
It does look like he would.
Oh, it just looked like he would. Now, Winnie, she go to church more so than any of them. Well, she don't go all the time. She stays sick so much. She's always something wrong.
Oh.
But
you know, Miss Daisy, you'd think when a fella got to feeling bad or sick, that'd be the time he'd want to go to church.
That's right. Or go somewhere.
But you know, people don't go to church unless they are right healthy.
That's right. And some of them is perfect, healthy. And they don't go. They go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But now, it's just like Miss Betsy. She told me Sunday morning, she said, I think I'll go to church this evening if I can get somebody to take me. I said, well, I hope for you can. But you see, this Bubba Floyd, he comes to collect her money. I said, Bubba might take you. She said, yes, he might. So I went back over there Sunday, and I said, Sunday night, about night. I said, did you go to church? She said, no. I didn't go. I said, why not? You couldn't get nobody to take me? She said, I didn't ask nobody. She said, I had a light headache and I just didn't feel like being bothered.
Yeah, you are. Well, now she come over here one night and her head was bothering her like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't hear. So we just visited around a little bit.
So I see it this way. She wasn't particular about going to church.
Yeah.
Because Isaiah, he was home about all day. Well, if she'd have asked him, he'd care.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I just said she wasn't particular about going. She thought she wanted to go and then she found out she didn't.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's just about it.
You know, I think Miss Bessie's a little spoiled. She likes it there on her front porch.
Mm-hmm. And watch.
Yes.
She stayed out too.
Yeah.
The most of the time.
And she knows what goes on.
That's right. If she don't, Mr. Myers, she thinks she do. She knows lots of things. She can tell me things. I haven't heard nothing about. And I wonder how she sat there and know so much and all out.
Yeah.
Yard. If I ain't over there right there in my yard, oh my, if she's sitting up on her porch plenty of times, sleep.
And knows more than you do.
That's right. Sometimes she tells me things. I said, well, who told you that? She can't think. She can't think people. I tell someone, I saw you just dreaming.
She was pretty faithful to come over to see you every day, folks, when she was worried about you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She don't miss many days from coming over there.
Uh-huh.
If she don't see me, she's going to come over there. She come over there yesterday.
She tells you.
Huh?
And she tells you if things ain't going to suit her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She come over there yesterday. She said, how you feeling? I said, I think I'm doing pretty good today. She said, I didn't see you. I didn't know where you were working or where you were going. I said, I don't work on Monday. I said, but I did have to go to the store. I said, I ain't been here all the morning because I had to go to the store. This morning she said, I know I didn't see you. And I didn't know where you were. And I said, no, I wasn't. I was right here. When I got back here, I didn't go nowhere to see it.
But she didn't see you leave.
No. And I don't know why.
You went out the front way.
I went right out the front way. She must have been drinking her coffee. But she's due to see me when I leave.
Oh, she is?
Yes, ma'am. Now, she don't see me when I leave to go to work because it's too soon. Lots of times she ain't out of her bed when I leave. I leave there plenty more and none of them, they don't see me. They don't know where I am. Some of them say, well, where are they? They couldn't rightly tell them because they ain't seen me today.
And you don't shake the door and tell them you're going somewhere?
No. I just come on out and pull the door to and latch it outside. Now, when I'm there, if I'm working on that, I face the door inside most of the time, and I go out the back. 'cause you see, folks can come up there and I'm way back there and I won't know it. But if they're all there, sometime I'm going back there and leave the door open. I know somebody ought to see it. Somebody has to come up there.
That's right. If you're out there in the back working, somebody come in front of you, you wouldn't know it.
No.
And somebody always going by.
Always. Always going by. There come a man to the house yesterday. He was a powerful man. So he stopped his truck there to James, in front of James' house. And he went all around there to James' meter and looked at it. Then he come on up to my house and looked at mine. I was sitting on the porch when I seen him. So I sit on there while he come on around there where I was. He said, "Is anybody been rewiring these houses?" I don't know. Not as I know. He says, "You haven't seen nobody?" I said, "No, sir, not nobody rewind these houses." I said, "No, quite." He looked down there to Anna Lim's house. He said, "Do you reckon somebody, don't you think somebody might have went down there and rewired that house?" I said, "Now, I don't know." He said, "Have you seen anybody down there?" I said, "Yeah, I've seen somebody down there." He said, "What do you reckon?" I said, "Lloyd Johnson, he's been working down there." I said, "But what he was doing, I don't know." So he drove on down there, and he stayed down there a good while. He come out, when he come out, he been on that day, on home. So I guess he found what he was looking for.
But he didn't tell you what he found?
No, he didn't say nothing when he come back.
Yeah.
He just kept on. I said, "Well, the house belonged to Lloyd. I guess he do what he want with it."
Oh, that's right. That's right. That belongs to Lloyd now.
That's right.
And nobody lives in it.
Nobody lives in it. But they work on there, working down there 2 or 3 days every week.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks. And they visit down there almost every day. I asked Bess, I said, "Well, what you reckon they hunting down there so much?" I said, "Ain't nothing else that look like to me. I would have me a truck and trying to move some of that old trash away from there where you could see the house."
Pretty well cluttered up.
Yeah. And the weeds, I'd be scared to fool around there. Of course, I guess they're just working inside the house. Yeah, I'm gonna be in the spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess Lloyd is, he's the right one.
That's right.
Because he got the rest of it.
That's right.
And he's got the bank.
So he went on that way. I wondered, was he going to see Lloyd? He didn't say nothing to me when he come out, and I didn't say nothing to him, but he went this way.
Yeah.
But he was in a tall truck.
Yeah, one of them.
Yes, it was something all on the side, some kind of rods or ladders or something that was on it.
Oh, a big truck.
Big truck.
Yeah.
But he belonged to the power line.
Oh, yeah, they've got the equipment. They've got everything, I guess. Faye was telling me she's down there, and somebody come by there and asking for somebody who lived in there in the neighborhood, asking you somebody living in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And me and her first didn't know him. So, they told me that man wanted Dobie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What was it? Hubbard Dobie or Dobie Hubbard?
Herbert
Dobie.
Daisy, I don't know. Herbert Dobie, he asked
yeah.
for.
Well, if he'd went down there to Doris's house, well, he could have got it straight. Of course, I think we'd get it to him. Put it straight. He said he cooked up there. And so I went down to Doris's yesterday, and I said, Doris, I said, what is Francis' husband name? She said, Hubbard Dobie. I said, how did you know? She said, well, I tell you, I ain't been so long, no. Just what he was named, I didn't know nothing but Dobie. Said, but I got a card from a sympathy card from Francis and Hubbard Dobie. As well as a man looking for him just a while ago, and I ain't know what he know. So Samuel said, that's his name. Hubbard Dobie. I said, well, me and Miss Miles didn't know exactly. I said, we'd have told him where he stayed, where we think he lived. I said, I know the Dobie, but I didn't know nothing about the Hubbard. And that's his name.
And you're always sitting on your porch.
That's right. When he come up.
And he just asked for Hubbard
yeah.
Dobie. And like he lived right in there.
Uh-huh. Well, I think what way he talked, he said somebody told him he lived in him.
Yes.
He did. So we told him he don't live over here. He lived back that way.
Yeah.
After he said he cooked, what kind of house that he cooked in?
One of those clubhouses up there.
Uh-huh.
And what'd you ask him?
I asked him, what you hunting him to fix your supper? He said, no, I done eat my supper.
He took you serious, didn't he?
And you know, Miss Daisy, it was so funny. He insisted that he was on the right road.
Uh-huh.
He kept saying, I don't want to go back up that way.
Yeah, and that's where you got to go to find him.
Well, now we know Francis' husband's name.
Yes, after all these years.
Oh, he asked you to describe him.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you say he looked like?
I told him. The one I know was a dark man, short. He said, kind of stout. I said, that's right.
Oh, is he kind of stout now?
Well, yeah, Francis' husband, he's a medium sized man. He's
yeah.
not a big man, he's not a little thin man.
Yeah. The last time I saw him up close, he was sort of thin. Miss Daisy, you had a lot of company there for a while, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I had plenty of it.
It went all through the day.
All through the day. Over into the night. And in the night. You know, I was glad to have, but since they had to go home, I was glad when they come to him now. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're so proud to see him, mm-hmm. but then it's that company.
It's kind of worrisome.
Right steady, ain't it?
Yes. When there's so many of them, you know, all of them talking, walking and talking and this is that. So my granddaughter, she was the last one left.
Oh.
She left Saturday morning. Benjamin, he left Friday morning, I think. Aaron, his wife, they left Friday morning. I believe Benjamin left Thursday. But he was up to Elizabeth most of the time. That's where he slept at. But he was down here every day with these what we had.
So they'd all be together?
Yes, sir.
And Doris had to go to work. Did she work?
She never went to work till uh-huh. Monday. She
yeah.
never went to work till.
So she was with them?
Yes.
You mean she just took off work?
Yeah.
But they must have just had big talk all that time.
Oh, yeah. But one thing about it. They all waited on the self. I didn't have to wait on.
Yeah.
Doris, she cooked once or twice. But Dr. Lou, she done the cooking at my house.
Oh. And she knows how to do that?
Yes, sir. She cooked and you eat and she clean up the kitchen.
And think about something else.
That's right.
No trouble to her.
No.
And when you do it, you just fuss around at it, don't you?
Yeah, just fool around there. But she can go in there and get through with it like that.
Uh-huh.
Cause she steps.
Oh.
She don't drag.
Yeah. How'd you like to live around somebody like that?
Oh, I'd like to live around her, but I don't have a chance.
That'd make a difference to live around somebody like that, wouldn't it?
That's right. That's right.
You didn't have to do anything.
No. But just sit there and I just walk sitting there.
Just walk sitting.
Well, now that's it, you know. But I thought I thought she could set them out, see?
Just, sometimes it's better to get up and do something.
It is. It's better for me.
Now this is the end of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, 29th of September, 71. The end of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71. The end of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71. Channel 1 Over, end of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 29th of September, 71. Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71. Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 29th of September, 71.